your wood might be wet.
Extremely water. Extremely
if your wood
waterlogged.
Is wet, but there ain't no wet wood on this call. I'm but, guaranteeing you.
And there ain't a hurricane out there that can wet the wood enough.
No. We got no wet wood out there. That's like warriors of warriors.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, man, it's been another week. Lots of exciting things are happening. And I know there's something that you know, because you're not telling people. So, you know, when are you going to unleash the dogs out?
If I could tell them what I know, number one, they wouldn't sleep tonight. And number two, someone would kill me in the morning. So I ain't telling. But I can prepare you for what we're in a final number of days countdown, OH. I can do that. I can prepare you for it.
Well, please do, Steve. Tell everybody what's good. What do we need to do now so we can be ready for what's getting ready to come, so we can take top advantage of it and make the most out of whatever's coming up?
You know what? First of all, a compliment to all of our leaders. We've got some warrior champions doing fantastic. I'm going to tell you what to do and why here in a minute, but I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize some of the warriors on our team. You know, True Team can't be number one if we don't have people on the scoreboard killing this thing. And I'm going to jump straight to a warrior from Prattville, Alabama, who is absolutely killing this thing. And the best part about it, besides that she's gorgeous and is in love with Ricker and all the stuff that goes with it, is that she's going to make me MVP. This girl's going to be a national sales director. She's going to be the first on my fourth level, unless you're fixing to put a killing on her in the next 45 days. Go for it. She's not only the number six recruiter this month, she's on the scoreboard, guys. You understand? On the scoreboard. The scoreboard don't lie. Let me congratulate our number six recruiter last month and on the scoreboard for the last several months. And I would love to hear what Powers tell me there.
I'm here, Steve.
Baby, you would have to put that microphone right up in your mouth.
Okay.
And I want you to jump on this line. You earned your way. And tell every single one of them what the heck you're doing and how you're doing it and how it is that you're on the scoreboard like this all year.
Okay. I can do that. Just working. Working hard every day. Get up at 7 in the morning and work. Shoot for 10 presentations a day. Today I did 12. That's it. Smiling and dialing.
Well, who are you calling? Come on, Gail. You're killing this thing. You're ranked in the top 10 several months in a row out of 55,000 brokers. Who are you calling? What are your leads? What are you saying? What are you doing?
Okay. Cutting Edge Media, my broker leads, I'm working that. I'm also working my warm market. I'm excited about the business, so when I'm in my warm market, people see me wondering what I'm so excited about, so I tell them. So I've gotten several of my number one brokers out of my warm market. So for Deanne Finley, already hit RSD, and I got a new broker, Dawn, just signed her on Friday. She already has a broker. Just working, calling leads, sticking to the pitch, word for word. I don't get off the pitch at all.
What pitch, Gail? What pitch? What pitch?
The script.
Where's the script at? Tell them where to find out what you're saying, word for word.
True Team, and in the back office there, Steve Luxenberg's best phone script.
TrueTeam.net/script. Everybody reads the same words. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Go ahead.
That's it. I'm just sticking to the script there, Steve, and working hard every day.
Now, Gail, I got a feeling your upline loves you, and they're helping you. I mean,
absolutely.
I got a feeling you got a lot of people to talk to each day. And you and I have not rehearsed this. I don't need to. I have no problem. But, like, I want you to win, Ricker wants you to win, and Brandon wants you to win. We all want you to win, and you're getting upline support. Why don't you talk a little bit about the True Team support?
Right. I wouldn't.
And let them know that if they step up to the plate, what's in it for them?
Right. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my upline. I mean, I talk to my upline every day. Since the day I signed on as a broker, there has not been one day I have not talked to somebody in my upline. You have to have that support. When you're working here by yourself, you have to have that. So, you have to stay plugged into your upline.
Who's your upline? Shout
Brandon,
them out.
Brandon Law and Rick Lytle.
Have they done anything to help you?
Oh, yeah, everything. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here talking to you tonight.
you know what? I love my front line. I love my down line. I love all of my line. But there's no doubt that I helped Rick in a special way. You know, the guy's like the best of the best. Now, he's gone on to team up with Brandon to help you in a special way. It's a good picture, Gail. You understand?
Right.
It's a good picture to talk about how we help the right people be in the game. And I know I'm putting you on the spot here in a terrible way, but I do want people to understand when they sponsor someone and they got someone to do anything to help them. And I want you to talk about how you feel about helping the right people and being helped by the right people.
Well, you know, it's a great thing when you have somebody that help you. You know, that's all people really want is help. You tell somebody you'll help them, and you're there. I try to be here. I'm here every day for the people that call me. I have some that call me. I have some I can't ever get on the phone. The ones that call me, I give them everything I have, the best I have, and that's what I got. You know, that's how I was trained. So that's what I do.
And I love to see it go four levels deep. And, Gail, you're the example of duplication. For truly, I duplicated what I learned into Rick Weidel, who duplicated it into Brandon, who shares with you and supports you all the way. And we're seeing the duplication down line. The next guy that I want to introduce was the number six Tide recruiter for number six in all of Ameriplan last month. He's on the scoreboard every month. And he's a national sales director in Ameriplan and on True Team. And he did it part-time in an unbelievable way. And now he's building a monster organization. And he's a great friend. And his name is Phil Scruggs. National sales director Phil Scruggs, are you out there?
I certainly am, Steve. I've been sitting here listening to the way that things are done. It almost sounds like it does. It sounds exactly like the same way I do things.
I like to do the broken record thing, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the message we're all using the same system, but I want you to share, brother. You're a second-level national sales director, a product of duplication, and you're duplicating in a very beautiful way. And will you do me one other favor when I give you this mic? Will you please announce, tell us how we're looking forward to the cruise and how you got it with your three seniors. So take the mic, Phil. You killed this thing. You're killing this thing.
Well, there's a lot of things involved in this business. And, you know, back when we decided that my team wanted to be where put me the national sales director, and we just basically went out and on conference call established what we were going to do. As a team, we went out together and did what we said we were going to do on the conference call, and we reported back to each other on a daily basis. So as the numbers weren't there, we just worked a little harder that day and got them there. So that's what we've done to get on the cruise, and by all of us working hard, getting to the position, we now have three senior regional sales directors and their best buddies going with them on the call, wives, girlfriends, whatever. I don't know who's... who I was going with who, but...
I heard you sneaking in some kids on the cruise. You guys sneaking in a whole team, Phil.
That's right, buddy. Don't be modest.
Don't be modest, bro. If you want a cruise for a whole army, tell them what you do.
Well, we basically established the positions we had to fill in for everybody to get where they went, and we went out and killed it. We got on the phone. We called people consistently all day long. And as far as what I do... now is basically the same thing over and over and over. I get on the phone every morning when I get out of bed, start talking to my brokers, doing my training, getting that out of the way. Then by 9 o'clock, I'm ready to get on the phone and start prospecting, and I'm there until about 1 o'clock. I take about a two-hour break, and then I'm right back on the phones to 9 to 10 o'clock at night. So that I do that almost every day of the week. So that's
your voice still sounds about as strong as mine does, and I know you've been on the phone for 15 hours. What do you do to keep strong on the phone, to be able to be on the phone for 15 hours a day and be one of the top two warriors in True Team? Phil, you're one of the top two, if not top three. I mean, you're the top warrior, dude. How do you do this 15 hours a day without blowing your mind or blowing your voice?
Well, I think, you know, it gets back to why we all got into the business. Mine was to build that residual income, and I'm after that hot and heavy. You know, like you told me one time, the pen is in, but the ring's the thing. That's what I'm after. And if I've got to stay on the phone 15, 16, 18 hours a day to do that, that's where I'm going to be. So what I do is I go out and buy as many leads as I need to get this business going. The way I want it, I need 30 to 35 people to talk to each day. And I get on the phone and I work them all day long, and I'm ready to do the same thing day in, day out. And I work. I don't quit on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I work 7 days a week. I just pick my times, and I don't work during church hours. And I, you know, some of the things we're not supposed to do in the business, and anytime I can get on the phone, though, that's where I'm at. And I make sure I get to all my follow-up calls when I'm supposed to, and, you know, the money's in the follow-up, so that's what I do. And if I can't bring them on the first time, I'm after them on the follow-up call. So I'm, you know, 2 to 3 closes on each call, and then if I don't get them there, I'm calling them back and try to do the deal when we've got it set up. And I do
what
that
do you
consistently.
Do, you're talking the fortunes in the follow-up, man. You're on warrior track here. I want you to rumble further. How do you know when to follow up? What are you doing? What do you say when you call them back? How is it that you are top dog and you're doing it on the follow-up? What are you doing for follow-up, Bill?
Well, those follow-ups are pretty phenomenal. What I usually do when I do the deal, the pitch, when I do the presentation, is I usually try to find out a little personal information, and I jot that down on my prospect sheet. When I call those folks back, little Danny had a broken arm, I'm going to ask Pop how little Danny's arm is, just something to get some personal connection with that prospect. And then I'm going to go back in and say, are you ready to do this? Are you ready to make a lot of money? Are you ready to let me mentor you in this business, teach you exactly what I do and how I do it? If you're ready, I'm ready. All I need is your names that appears on your driver's license.
All right, so I'm your follow-up call, Phil, and you're calling me back. You asked me how we weathered the hurricanes here in Florida, and I said, great, we chit-chatted. You remembered I'm in the hurricane zone, and then you're getting back to business, and it's time for you to close me. We haven't rehearsed this. God bless you. Close me.
Well, Steve, I know you've been through some tough times recently, and I know that probably things are not the best in the world for you at this time, but, you know, I'd like to help get you in this business, basically teach you what we do. We plug you into a system. You don't have to invent a thing. Just follow what we've got for you, and all we need to do is get you plugged into that, and, you know, I can get you started this week making money. All I need is your names that appears on your driver's license.
Steve Luxenberg, great close. I'm going to watch, if you're on the call, if you're the 200 warriors listening in for advanced training, you want to know how to close, watch this. I got warrior closes on the line. Gail, get ready. Daniel, here I come. He's the number 3 recruiter this month in Ameriplan from the hurricane state of Florida, and my next bedroom over. Actually, I'm stuck between the 2 bedrooms of my son and my daughter, but my son is the youngest executive sales director ever in the history of Ameriplan. He does it on his own. If you think I'd help him too much, you don't know me. I believe in creating men, and that's who he is. He's a man, 20 years old, the youngest executive sales director in Ameriplan. Last month, the number 1 recruiter in Ameriplan. This month, the number 3 recruiter in Ameriplan. You deserve the right, my son, and I am so very proud. Daniel Luxenberg, executive sales director. What are you doing, Daniel, and how are you doing it?
I'm doing what all the other top people are doing. I'm working. I'm talking.
Hey, no, I can't hear you, man. You got to go 10 times louder and 10 times closer to the mic.
All right. Do you hear me now?
Hardly. It's weak. Go ahead. Loud, Dan.
All right, I took my headset off. That might be the problem.
Oh, yeah, that was it. You just fixed it.
Okay.
Your headset needs to be replaced. You burned out that $14 headset there.
I'm doing exactly what, you know, Phil's doing. I'm just waking up in the mornings, and I'm getting to work, and I'm talking to people, and I'm not stopping until I close people, and I'm following up with other people, and I'm becoming a robot every day. I turn the switch off when I go to bed. Flip the robot switch on when I wake up, and I talk to as many people as I can during the day, and I pitch them the script. I the True Team, Steve Luxenberg's True Team best phone script, and I.
Hey, don't plug me, Dan. You're talking a dirty word, wake up and work, W-O-R-K. What's the scoop on the work?
Well, if you don't work, you're a fool. I mean, it takes work to make something happen in this life. You got to work hard. You know, this doesn't grow. We ain't planting money trees, you know. This is honest, hard work, and it takes hard work to do this business.
Wouldn't you rather be on the beach with your friends surfing these hurricane waves or out with your almost fiance, my almost daughter-in-law, Frances, and having a great time? Why are you choosing not to go out and work in prime time? Why?
Because I know if I do this now, a year or two from now, I'll be able to get up and go to Hawaii whenever I want to. I'm not worried about that because I know it takes time and sacrifice to build this. And it's going to pay off. It's just a matter of following it.
You're a warrior, my son, and you make me proud. And I never recognized you enough. There's a lot of brand new brokers. They haven't even made RSD yet, Dan. Do you understand? Like half the people on this call haven't even made RSD. And we're talking about getting on the phone and talking to people. Well, they have nobody to talk to, and they have no money. You understand? They got no money to buy leads. These are brokers. We got a bunch of brokers on the call, Dan, and they need to somehow step up. What would you tell a broker to do, whatever it takes, in order to step up, to be able to get in this game, in order to call these internet leads?
How would I tell them to go about getting it started?
Yeah, creating an advertising budget.
Well, the first thing you can do is you can hit up your warm market. You don't have to throw money into the internet right away.
What do you mean, hit up your warm market? You need 6 members. Get out the door and get them. What do you do, Daniel?
You can put on 6 members in an hour or two, the way I did it.
How did you do it? How did you go get your... I wasn't going to give you your members. You want your RSD commission? Go get them. What?
Well, I used to work at a... yacht club. I was detailing yachts, and I went back to my former employer, and
detailing yachts. I'm sorry, son. I gotta have a little fun. I love you. They don't know what detailing yachts means. Tell them.
It means I was professionally scraping barnacles off a boat, off of yachts.
I love you, son.
And I don't remember my boss's name anymore, but I told him, I said, need a favor, man. I'm about to win a contest. I told him a little bit about who Ameriplan is, what we do, and I said, I got the money in my pocket for 6-year employees to save on dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic, the top discount plan in the country. I'm paying for it first month. You guys can cancel it after the first month. It's free. I need a company check made out to Ameriplan. I took the application for 6 of his employees. Mailed it into Ameriplan. There's my 6 members right there.
You know, people have said to me, Steve, you can't go get 6 members in one day. And then somebody said, you can't go get them in 12 hours or in 8 hours. I've had all these different challenges. And actually, I'm never going to reveal who said this, and therefore I can't say the amount of money. But somebody bet me 10 grand I couldn't go out and get 6 members in an hour, and I took their money, but I didn't take their money because they shouldn't have bet it, and they couldn't afford to pay it. It was proven a point that whatever you want, if you want it bad enough, you'll do whatever it takes. And your first goal in Ameriplan, to win like these winners are winning, you want to be on the scoreboard, you want to be a top dog in this company. This is advanced training, guys. I just gave you a 22-minute introduction to a couple of the warriors that run with us top dogs. Senior Regional Sales Director, Gail Powers. National Sales Director, Phil Scruggs. Executive Sales Director, Daniel Luxenberg, my son in the next bedroom. I almost say the spare bedroom. It's his spare bedroom. He was talking to me today about moving out and getting his own place. I said, look, you're the youngest executive sales director in the history of Ameriplan. You got over $1,000 a month in lifetime residual income. by the time you and the boys graduate from college, it'll be such a horror story that you'll be telling the world, not me. Just stay in the game. So he stays in the game, and he finishes number one last month, number three this month. Stay in the game. So the kid's going to graduate from college with $100,000 a year in residual income when his boys graduate slinging boxes at UPS for $9 an hour. If they're strong, $12 an hour if they can become a supervisor, $15 an hour if they got the brains to sell their soul to be a slave forever and evermore. Amen. It's a nightmare out there. Let me tell you something, my friends. If you want to know if I believe in Ameriplan, then listen to the young man that just talked. That's my son. And I believe in what he's doing for my children and my children's children's future. So number one thing I would tell you here on this advanced training call is that you got to sell out in an unusual way. The sacrifice involved does not promote balance in your life. Let it never be said, I got on a call and didn't tell people that if they want to fast track to the ring, and you know the pin is in, but the ring is the thing. You understand? I mean, it's nice to make it by convention, and God bless all 50 of you that are going to do it by next convention. I know your name. We're on a separate call. We meet in separate places. You guys are my warrior champions. The pin is in, but the ring is the thing. If you get the pin, then you make national sales director. We'll teach you how to make national sales director if you'll just do one thing. If you'll do this one thing, we'll teach you how to make NSD, national sales director. And NSD is very cool, by the way, because if you make national sales director, you're part of an elite group of people whose average income is about $117,000 a year in residual income. By month 25, I was over $150,000 in residual income and set the company record. So there's no doubt that if you want to run the big dogs, you're in the right place. If you're here tonight on this call and your goal in America is to make your income or generate a little bit of profit to pay the bills or stay at home and not have to pay daycare or add about $300 a month to your retirement income so you don't have to choose between medicine and food or help your husband get over the hump after all the dummy outspent your budget or you're just simply not after the goal right now. And let me tell you, you're on an advanced training call. And this is the only time of the week I get to talk to those people that are after the gold ring. So for every one of you that are here to supplement your income, Ameriplan delivers. Daniel, I hope you're still with me. If not, I'm a little stupid as a rock. You've been doing this for 13 months, part-time in the college, didn't you just turn 20 years old? And you have $1,000 a month in lifetime residual income. What does that mean, and what are you doing?
It means that in the next year or two, I'll get $100,000 a year. My friends are graduating from college with me, looking for jobs, I'll be looking for...
Wait a minute, if it took you a year to get to $1,000 in residual income, how do you figure in another year or two you're going to get $100,000?
I know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
I'm going to find another guy or two that's going to rock me to the top.
You're going to find another guy or two. You're putting on 3 a week, 4 a week, or 5 a week. 3, 4, or 5 a week. What do you mean you're going to find another guy or two? You're finding 3, 4, 5 a week. What's going on with the rest of them?
Well, most of them don't do anything.
Don't you say that on a conference call. What are you saying? Most of them don't do anything. Do we have a problem like attrition and people that won't get up and work? What are you saying?
I'm saying most people don't want to work this thing as hard as they should. And you got to look at people that, like you out there that want to work hard. You got to find people that are going to top you and do this.
You want to really give away America, Dan? Let's go all the way back. We're open and honest right here. How you even became a broker. Back in the old days, in order to become an NSD, you had to have 18 RSDs. Now you need 3 seniors, a different comp plan, a different program. And when I needed my 18th RSD, I made Daniel an RSD, I think, the day he turned 18, in order to knock out my structure. Confession, if you recorded that, I beg you, in the author's name, to delete it. But, you know, whatever it takes, you make an NSD, you knock it out, and then all of a sudden he decides he wants to get the game, he's killing the thing. How does he do it, and who does he call? I want to tell you, you just listen to 3 of the top 10 recruiters in Ameriplan on your team. And it's always the same, the scoreboard don't lie. We dominate the scoreboard with our winners, and here's how we do it. Number one, we plug all new brokers into True Team Support. Number one, here's your notes. Grab a pen, write it down, make it doctrine, and you shall win. Number one, we plug everyone into True Team Support. You see, you're not going to be there every time you ought to be. And by the way, if you're going to be in Anaheim next week, let me remind you two things. Number one, if you're still looking for a ticket and you want to go to Anaheim, write to julie@trueteam.com. Julie. That's the queen of True Team at TrueTeam.com. If you want a ticket or if you're selling a ticket, we will hook you up at julie@TrueTeam.com. Tomorrow's last chance. If you're going to go to Anaheim, will you do me one other favor if you haven't already done it? Will you send an email to julie@TrueTeam.com and tell her you're going, who you are? Don't just send an email from qz7509@aol.com. I'm going, Julie. That don't help me one bit. Please write your name in the email. And by the way, I promised you email tips. I hope that only the Warriors are left here tonight and everybody else dropped off during recognition. Hang on, let me see this here. We've got a lot of hanger-oners here, so they want to be warriors. That's a good thing. Here's the number one thing. If you ever send an email to anyone and the received line says, Husey baby doll
at AOL.com, you're not an internet marketer. You're a fool. You ever heard of that guy, that redneck from Atlanta? I think his name is Jeff. Why don't you guys jump in and tell me his last name? Something like Foxworthy or something?
You got it.
Number one from the Lowlands replied, hey, OHR, it's got to be one of the most hysterical things ever done. And you're a redneck if. And well, we got some rednecks on our team that are killing it. And at least I'm not going to put you on that list, even though you're right there. And speaking of, I'm not. But there's this guy named Bubba. And really, it's Mark and Debbie, fourth year, in South Carolina. And he killed this thing with AOL. The guy's the master of AOL. He uses AOL chat to meet people like me and you don't know nothing about. And he signed up half of it. And by the way, every time National Sales Pressure's on, more runs a contest to give something free away to the top recruiter on the team. This guy, Mark, fourth year, without a nickel in his pocket, living in a trailer. He tells me his cable line from the street to the house is wrapped around the trailer three times with duct tape to hold the antenna up. And I shouldn't come that way to escape urgency. He determined the last place we evacuated to, we were going to go up there and see the leaves change. This redneck guy who keeps killing it from this trailer himself. Get out of it. Let me spell it for you. Yahoo.com. Y-A-H. That's W.com. And get your internet all spam the choke on. Did I lose you guys away?
Nobody, go, man.
I heard something going
there. Yeah, you're wide open, bro.
So if you want to receive all of the emails that would include things like your training, your support, and your prospects, they're vital. You need the training, you need the support, and you need your prospects. Then the number one rule is get out of AOL. Number two, get out of MSN. And number three, get out of Hotmail. Those are email addresses to be left behind. Everyone knows you can go to Hotmail.com and get a free Hotmail account. We've done that for a long time. Everyone knows you can go to Yahoo.com and get a free Yahoo account. We've done that. Yahoo will allow these emails through for you. Hotmail will not. Does that make sense if I lead you to a place where you buy leads that are already pre-scrubbed for Hotmail, MSN, and Yahoo? So that they'll get through the right places and not go into the black hole. I'm leading you from basics up and up and up. Now we got to talk about systems because we got a guy here. He's a broker. He signed up and he wants to get involved in internet marketing. He's listening to all this stuff. Get out of Yahoo. Get into Yahoo. Get out of Hotmail. Get out of MSN and get out of AOL as quick as you can because they are fresh jamming your business information. You can't be trained, you can't be informed, and you can't get no prospects if you're in AOL, MSN, or Hotmail. Open a Yahoo account. Number one preference, open a cable account. You know the guy that brings cable TV into your house? He's the best guy for high-speed internet. Go with him. The money you'll make having direct access to the internet will pay for that cable bill 1,000 times over. Number two choice, DSL. If you can't get cable, which is the highest speed of moving this thing, then get DSL. DSL is through the phone line. Cable is through the cable that brings tape TV to your house. DSL is through the phone line. Do you have to have a separate phone line for it to work? Nope. One phone line into the house. DSL, high-speed internet through your phone line with no interruption to your phone line. It's a piece of your phone line that's not even been utilized. That's number two. Number one is cable through your TV. Number two is DSL for your local phone company. And number three is shit out of luck. Number three is you're going to go slow down. Number three is Earthlink, yeah. Let's dial up, I guess. Let's dial up Earthlink. Like a local Roadrunner will block you in and out like you've never seen your high spin. You're lucky if you're a Roadrunner user. So for truly, they decide how many emails a day are going to be delivered, and if it costs too much, they crash down the rest of the email. We're talking about being blocked. This is advanced training for internet marketers. The reality is this business premise. If I, and let's say for a moment, my name is Bill Gates. Will you let me have that? I dream big dreams, you know. I don't dream about just being able to pay my bills, you know. I'm dreaming big dreams about supporting missions overseas in my peninsula here in the States, you know. I'm big dreams. And I own MSN. I'm Bill Gates, and I own Hotmail. And Hotmail plus MSN.com is my business. Doesn't matter that I'm a quadrillion trillionaire or not. It's business. And a million emails a minute. I didn't say a million emails an hour or a million emails a day. I said a million emails a minute. I'm off the same 30 people. What do you do? Do you call them spammers, black hole them, or do you let them get delivered, pay bandwidth? You understand it costs money. Nothing's free. Why do you think those ads pop up anyway? It costs money to be out there. It's advertising dollars. Everybody in the business has an advertising budget. This is business 101, advertising budget. Everybody has an advertising budget. If you want to do this thing for free, all you have to do is hang up the phone and walk next door, knock on the door, and say, how do you like it? I don't have. They're going to say, I like it. I don't like it. I don't have one. Then you go to the next door, knock on the door. How do you like it? I don't have. I like it. I don't like it. I don't have one. Then you go to the next door. You'll never spend a nickel, and you'll be one very rich entrepreneur. But if you want to do this on the internet, internet marketing, it costs money. And this is called an advertising budget. And it's business 101. And if you need to call in favors, like Daniel said, whatever it takes to make RSD, then reinvest that money into the right leads. Now, the right leads are the one that's hot right now. That makes sense? This is like a produce vendor. Leads companies are like produce vendors. It took me 40 minutes to get here, and there's only warriors left. Let's see how many. Hold on. And we actually game three. You guys are bad kind of warriors out there. Follow me on this. Leads vendors are like produce vendors. This is a good thing to write down, because everybody's going to get this stuff at the produce vendor, you know? It's inevitable. Every Friday night after you leave your slave job, you drive home and you bring mama a head of romaine, a head of iceberg, and a pack of tomatoes. And if you add some fresh cucumbers, you're the man. Mama, he's working hard for a living. He's bringing home the bacon, but we need you frying it in the pan. You go to this guy, he gives you fresh lettuce, fresh romaine, fresh iceberg, fresh tomatoes, and then the next thing you know, he's getting a buzz or getting lucky or getting stupid or whatever he's got going, and the lettuce you buy from this produce vendor is wilted. And you bring it home to your wife and she says, you dummy, can't you squeeze the lettuce before you bring it home? It's wilted. And you say, dang, babe, I've been going there every Friday night on the way home from work for 11 months. And she says, well, dang, honey, if you can't bring home fresh lettuce, go cross the street, stupid, and get fresh lettuce. And you say, dang, honey, thank you. And you put your tail between your legs and run like all husbands do. You understand? Leads vendors are like produce vendors. You go with what's hot, you run from what's not, you follow the proven system, you score big. Congratulations to the 300 of you that are on this line, plus whoever is bridged in for wanting to know what's hot and what's not. I know your pencil is sharpened. You earned the right to be here. You're on the True Team Advanced Training Call. Number one. iprodirect.com. This is my hardest spell, www.iprodirect. iprodirect.com. You should have a system. It's a McLaren Mercedes. It'll drip like a bulk emailer, except it won't get blocked. Amazing what I've been able to get with this guy. Rob owns it. Bad to the bone. And we're working on it and making it better all the way. It's going to be there for our children's children. Rob and I agree. It ain't no good if it's there for the moment. It's good. They sell live surveyed leads, just like Cutting Edge Media does. Except instead of paying $1.80 or $1.90, you're paying about $3.80 or $4, and there's a huge difference. You're the only one who's got it. It's exclusive. The close ratio is matching the cost on the return on investment and the cost per acquisition. It's a bad lead, especially if you ain't a terribly strong closer. I want to compete with those fellow leads. Maybe you'd like to be the only one calling that guy. That's live lead that I grow direct. If you're an advanced user here tonight, that's not for you. You already have Mailbox Studio or its antiquated equivalent, Postmaster. You need email leads. At New England Marketing, you can get 5,000 email leads for $300. Those $300 invested on the newenglandmarketing.com website into your properly tweaked Mailbox Studio will give you the greatest return on investment. So we just went from basic users, what do they do? Sign up for iProDirect and get live leads. Number two, advanced users, what do? They get into Mailbox Studio and they generate prospects by bulk emailing from the only place that lets them bulk email, their own computer. You can still bulk email, and by the way, I would appreciate if you wouldn't let this secret out, please. Bulk emailing will still outproduce any online autoresponder that's ever been created. I did not say the word spam. If you don't know the difference, don't make a judgment, right? Bulk emailing is buying properly scrubbed, permission-passed leads that are legal and sending out many, many, many thousands of emails, properly scrubbed and permission-passed, in order to generate prospects that know your name. Now we're at the bottom line of the true team of success. How do I win? How does Daniel win? How does Phil win? How does Gail win? How does Rick win? How does Janine win? How does Don win? How does Scott win? How does Deborah win? How does Tina win? How does Dan win? How does Holly win? How does Dave win? How does Anna win? How have they won? Why is it that this group of 20, 30 warriors, actually there's 56 of us, are consistently in the top 10 winning, winning, winning? Write it down and make it your mission, and you two will be on the identical scoreboard. Nothing. Here it is. Big star. Underlined in red and highlighted in yellow. Big star. Nothing can outperform a prospect that knows your name. You don't even have to be an internet marketing guru to get that one. Nothing can outperform a prospect that knows your name. Hey, man, can I throw in a commercial for Anaheim? If you haven't done it yet and you're going to the conference this week in Anaheim, Julie and I need to know. If you haven't done it yet, please send Julie an email to julie@truthteam.com. Tell her you're going. Please include your name. Don't just let it be an AOL address, 6439@AOL.com. That's not good business. One of the first things you need to do at the end of the night's call is get in there and find out how your front line appears to people, because name recognition will make you a millionaire. And that's why the big highlighted item on your notes tonight is nothing can outperform a prospect that knows your name. And you might as well put a little plus sign underneath of it and put and telephone number. Do you know that a lot of the NFDs I have actually called me? They found me and called me. You'd be available. Man, you'd be the most available dude that ever been born. Don't you cloak yourself behind foolishness if you're a serious marketer. Buy yourself a domain name. You become abcilovetrees.com. It doesn't matter. Buy yourself a domain name. I suggest you do it through Tom Fennell at mailboxstudio.com, because you're going to want a mail server to go with that name. Buy yourself a domain name and become a business entity and stop relying on goofball.com, msn.com, hotmail.com, or yahoo.com. Buy yourself a domain and get access to the internet like the big boys, and talk to your domain and get every email that's supposed to be sent to you and send every email that you want to go out. Buy a domain. This is not a huge expense here, you understand? GoDaddyYoMama.com. There's a gazillion places to get it. They were talking about $19 for 2 or 3 years. This is less than your last McDonald's run. Buy a domain name and own it. I own TrueTeam.com and TrueTeam.net. Who are you? And what will you be next year when your wife makes you move? What will you be next year when they sell out to the other phone company? Identify yourself as an entrepreneur. This is advanced training. Buy yourself a domain name. I highly recommend you go through MailboxStudio.com. Do it through Tom so you can get a domain name and a mail server to send bulk emails. And no, I ain't talking spam. I'm talking about what we on the scoreboard use. Use Mailbox Studio and buy these 6-7 leads. Now you can buy $5 leads. And by the way, if you're just a new regional sales director and you made RSV by calling in your favors, what I say to you is congratulations, you're the warrior I'm painting the big picture to. If you'll follow the system, we'll help you step up into the game in a huge visionary kind of way. You can use your own profits while you're taking advances to reinvest in your business to get into internet marketing and become a millionaire. No doubt about it. I was talking to Jarvis today about my talk I'm going to do next week in Anaheim. And you know I wouldn't step up on the stage and say a word before that conference unless I ran it by the leaders in this company. I'm a team player. I lead a team. I'm a team player. And I was talking to
corporate email and a gazillion emails working with Janie Jones. Man, she's going to be on my panel. It's going to be that kind of cool. I'm so sorry for you that aren't attending. Nope, I sure doubt there's going to be a recording. But I'm interviewing Janie Jones. She's the number one ace in AmeriPlan this year. And nobody's within a gazillion miles of her. And dig this. She's got the highest retention rate on the internet. I'm talking to her every day. Dig this. The second person on our panel is Chuck and Tana Nicholson out of Portland. They have the highest retention of anybody that they don't even, I don't think that Chuck and Tana can spell email. They sure can't answer mine. They say that 75% of their people aren't even on email. I have no idea, but I'm talking to them every day. It's unbelievable. This is a great conference to attend, by the way. It's going to be really cool. Really, really cool. And I'm doing this event, and there's no way I would do it without following the lead of the company and where we're all going. I'm not compromising on what I'm going to say, where I'm going to lead, what I'm going to say, or how I'm going to say it. But I'm not going to contradict the word of the leadership. There's other places to go, you see, because we have a proven system. And if you follow this proven system, then the number one thing you need to understand if you want to get into advanced training is that nothing can outperform a prospect generated by your own autoresponder. Number two, online systems are vendors who run hot and cold. Right now, iProDirect is running hot. How do I know? Because I'm working with them 3 hours a day. Kind of like the same way a lot of the other systems got there. This is what I get to do for you. It's hot. You're going to be no bulk email over there. This is a McLaren Mercedes. And I'm sorry, ladies. I know I ought to say Chanel number 5, but for all the boys out there, for me and Harley and for the rest of us that are in this trans sports car, this is a McLaren Mercedes with a guarded and protected name domain mailing platform to buy high-quality, photo-interviewed, surveyed, custom leads. You want to email through your mailbox studio, go to newenglandmarketing.com. And for 6 cents, he's scrubbing them for AOL, MSN, and Hotmail. That's what Daniel has used the last 60 days to finish number 1 last month and number 3 this month. He's calling Cutting Edge Media's leads. And by the way, those of you that are in Cutting Edge Media, if you think I'm telling you to quit and get out, then you don't know me at all. Man, these are vendors, you know? I mean, they're like produce vendors. What's hot and what's not? Bring home the right tomatoes to mama. Well, you're going to hear about it when you sit down at the table. And I'm telling you right now that Cutting Edge Media is coming out with some TV leads soon and very soon that are going to be killer. But if you want some custom live and you want to jump on the phone or if you're looking for email leads, then I'm directing you to direct in New England Marketing. I'm telling you what's hot this exact week. This is why I know it's hot. Fast MLMs to bulk up your autoresponder if you have Mailbox Studio is consistently good. I've never lost money with John and Lynn Wilder. But I need to get with them on scrubbing MSN, Hotmail, and AOL. And that's going to bring about a new price. So that auto ship you're on may become effective. I don't want you to email any more to MSN, Hotmail, and then AOL with a question mark next to it. But yeah, if you've got Mailbox Studio or if you've got Postmaster, I want you to go and find out how to do your search. You don't have to search for anybody at MSN.com. And when those people come up, I want you to delete them out of your database. And then do the same thing for Hotmail. Don't do it to AOL just yet. But I promise you this. I promise you this. Your emails aren't getting delivered. They're creating a bounce rate that's causing you to get blocked. Advanced user stuff. For those that follow me week to week, this is just tweak, 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 and we remain on top, top, top. So there's no doubt your first goal of regional sales director is preeminent. Use the money to reinvest to get the autoresponder to buy the leads so you can kick it up to the next level and run some numbers. Because something is coming in less than 2 weeks. It's going to blow your mind, and I ain't talking no plan. I'm talking about there's a lot of folks on this call. Let's see how many are left. Hang on. No, we lost about 8. There's 250 plus whatever's bridged in by their own groups. And here's the bottom line. If you will posture yourself right now for all-out massive action, I promise you this. You will put on between 10 and 30 brokers this month. This is what people dialed in to hear me say. I know what you don't know. If you knew what I knew, you'd be taking action. But you don't know what I know, so therefore you have to choose to follow me and take the action or to not follow me and not take the action. I recommend, since you know my burden is for you, I'm just fine, thank you, that you take the action and move now to posture yourself for my call to all-out massive action. Next Saturday night. Oh, by the way, and next Sunday night, and by the way, the next Monday night, and every day, and every night after next Saturday night, we will be having live conference calls run by the True Team seniors and above.
This is the biggest and juiciest. Therefore, I could close this call by saying congratulations to all of you guys that are seniors and above, and many of you RSDs that will, in the next 30 to 45 days, certainly not 90, make national sales director, knock out the structure, and qualify for the money. We're closing in on the time to run. My best recommendation without getting terminated for what I know is to tell you this. Go cut grass, babysit for the neighbor's kids, do whatever it takes to cough up a healthy cold market advertising budget and buy now. Buy now. Get fully up to speed in the game. So that a week from now, you 56 warriors that are going to be the first 50 NSDs in True Team are already rock-packed full of prospects. I want you a week from now to have 30 a day coming into your inbox. If you'll do that, I promise you NSD before Christmas, okay? If you'll make sure you buy now, and follow where I'm unveiling this and how, then I promise you, you 50, and you know who you are from my other call, the leadership call, there's 56 I'm talking to, the next 50 NSTs in America, in True Team, man, the guys that are going to make us the future force, I'm sorry, Brandon, for stealing it, you guys are the warriors, and here we go. Bye. Now. Buy now. And we'll be shaking hands with the next Warriors very, very soon. Certainly before Champions Weekend. It's big. It's all that big. It's bigger than the health plan. I wish I could tell you more, but I'd be killed if I did. I love you guys. I want you with us at the top. And I'm talking to the Warriors. Bye. Now and put a killing on it. You'll be so glad that you did. God bless you guys and stay tuned to True Team Support. We're here for you. Your upline is so in your best interest. Just plug in and roll. Good night, guys. guys.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey.